part of the legend of the French Foreign Legion is that you leave behind your old self, whoever you were in that previous life, whatever country you came from, whatever you were known for, whatever thought you had accomplished, whatever thing, anything you were wanted for legally, you were a new person. And the Legion, in exchange for this new opportunity, in exchange for the declaration of your new identity and them not asking too many questions, in exchange for that, they owned you. And I thought that that's kind of the difference to me about why people are so willing to fight and die for the Legion and to fight to the last man is, in a way, they were already dead when they walked through the gates. Where are you with that?
Yeah, sure. No, that's a very good point. It's all part of the Legion molds its soldiers very much into Legionnaires, as distinct from anybody else. And the Legion is a real entity into itself. And as you just said, it in some ways, it gives people a second chance, a chance to make themselves. It's a tough school, but as I said, it's a second opportunity for people who've perhaps fallen on hard times. I mean, the classic story of the man jilted in love or whatever going off to join the Legion is very much the stuff of legend. And the main recruiting master has been poverty. It's where people who really have fallen onto the uppers look for somewhere which gives them meaning to their life. It gives them a second chance, and it gives them food and clothing as well.
Well, but it's not uncommon for somebody to have been wanted for a crime, or may have been suspected in a crime, to have disappeared by joining the French Foreign Legion. The trail would end at the gate of the French Foreign Legion.
Yes, that's very true, particularly in the past, where very few questions were asked, and certainly once the man had crossed over the line into the Legion, he would be protected by the Legion, and the Legion would prevent further inquiries about this individual. Things have changed a little bit in the in recent times, and the Legion conducts a very rigorous search of all potential recruits about their backgrounds and checks up on everybody, and it won't accept murderers or people who have committed serious crimes. They will be ejected. But certainly, if you've say committed minor misdemeanors, the Legion won't mind and will protect you while you're there. But if it's known that you have committed serious crime like rape or murder or something on those lines, you would be ejected from the Legion.
Today?
Yes, today. But in the past, it was very hard to check up on people. But in the modern world, the Legion uses its own intelligence and also uses the international policing organization Interpol to track down the backgrounds of its potential recruits.
I actually likened once the idea of becoming, of being baptized in the Christian church, in the tradition there, of getting a new name, and all your old self was left behind, and you have, you've been cleansed, and you move forward.
Yeah.
You could have, for most of their history, you could have just been responsible for any number of things, walked up to the gates and said, I want in. What do they call that? Declaring your identity? What's that called, Adrian?
Yes, the declaration. When you first join the Legion, you were always assigned another name, and so you took a new name for a while. And then once you had been in the Legion for quite a while, and they got the measure of you, if you wanted, you could go back to your actual birth name, or if you wanted, you could carry on with your new assumed name. And so I think it's always been quite an important thing of the Legion, about taking on, as well as taking on a new identity, you take on a new name and you're known by that name. And so a lot of people, although they could revert back to their proper name, they just carry on with the name that was given them when they joined.
And never go back to their hometown. They don't ever have to go do anything. They can
stay
in the...
Once, Once they've served the Legion loyally and faithfully for 5 years, and it is 5 years, it's not anything less, you are traditionally accorded French citizenship. And so, as you say, you could completely reject your previous life, and then when you've left the Legion after 5 or 10, 15, 20 years, you then you can become a French citizen and begin a new way of life in France.
And your birth certificate would essentially begin in France the day you were released from the French Foreign Legion.
That's right, yes. Yes, yeah. You then become a new individual.